This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Out of our element a little bit, but at a great place, right?
We're not out of our element. This is our summer home. It's our cottage.
This is a great studio. Yes. You're right. Not out of our element. We're out of our normal place.
You guys got here really early this morning.
We did.
How bizarre is that?
It is bizarre. And it's so funny because Peter on the sales staff here asked me, are those two being chauffeured in tomorrow? Can we actually guarantee that they'll be here?
And we were.
Have to use GPS until we got to Oshkosh.
Yep.
Then we got a little bit twisted around. You know why? Neither one of us has that chromosome of what direction we're actually going. And we weren't even joking that one time when we were a little bit twisted up and you said, what direction are you going? And Jim said left.
Yeah, right. But I will say that the last time we were here, we overshot the city by, I don't know, 30 miles because you didn't have enough lighting.
Nothing was lit up.
Right. They have enough lighting on the signage on the highway. And even the businesses, EAA, everybody had their lights
already
off.
Shut down.
Right. Well, today, I just want to say, right, what did I say today when I was driving?
Right.
And it's the address we're at is 601 Main.
Mm-hmm.
And
South Main.
Yeah.
South Main. Well,
we were heading north, I guess.
No, that's not the point. The point is.
That's not the point. What direction we're in?
No.
We're going left.
You know you're going the wrong direction when it says at the next light turn left. At the next light turn left. At the next light turn right.
But what did I say that besides lighting up the signs on 41?
We couldn't find addresses on the streets down here.
You know what we do in Green Bay? We put numbers on the buildings.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's a thought.
We don't have numbers on the buildings in Oshkosh.
No.
We couldn't find it.
Interesting.
And we drove slow.
Interesting.
We drove pretty slow too down Main Street, but everybody. Those are well-known establishments.
Hey, and the best part, though, is when we did come into town and said, turn left at the and he starts turning to somebody's driveway and then backs up, and there's a cop sitting right in front of us looking at us like, I'm glad that was at like 2 in the morning.
So what you're saying is actually the ride here was not without issues.
Yeah, there's issues.
Yeah, okay.
There's some issues.
All right.
But we got here like half an hour early.
Oh, my gosh. These guys are walking in already. This never happens.
I know. So we're here. We love being in Oshkosh. We love being at WISS. Really enjoy it. And I got some great guests coming on. It is unbelievably cold out again.
Yeah, it is.
How cold? Lisa, how cold is it?
Lisa, find out for you. No, Lisa's not listening.
It's
got to
be
right
a wind.
Oh. It's right now in Oshkosh. It is zero. Feels like 12 below.
Wow. It feels like all of that.
I felt like it was weird because I got in the car and I knew I had to pick up John and I hit his seat warmer. And I'm like, why would I do that for you?
I don't know, but I liked it.
But then it got a little hot, so we shut him down.
Hey, speaking of which, so I was reading an article about the cold weather in NFL games. Remember I said that they should be delayed sometimes?
Right. Yeah.
And there's a big thing going about that in regards where some players are saying, hey, this is ridiculous. Because there was a thing about the Kansas City Chiefs game last year that was unbelievably cold in the playoffs. And there was a report going around that 12 people from that game had to get fingers amputated.
Oh, that's not true.
So they actually went to the doctor. You can look this up, Todd. They went to the doctor. He said, I don't want to talk about it. I covered this story last year. I don't want to say anything more. And there were even some players that thought they might have to get things amputated. No lie. I'm serious.
Okay. Todd, a little research.
I'm working on that right now.
During the break.
I was worried about that when I was ice fishing. I take a leak out of the lake.
Oh, John, stop. Then call the Doritos guy.
Terry from Ashwaubenon just texted in. He said, I left Cancun yesterday at 4 o'clock p.m., temperature 81. Arriving Green Bay last night, temperature 9.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
7 degrees. I mean, your body has to just say, what the bleep is going on here at that point? But I'm serious. I think the NFL needs to look into these unbelievably, where it gets to the point of being hazardous for people. You could lose extremities. You can lose extremities.
John, they've been playing
for
100 years.
Do you know what frostbite is, Jim?
Yeah.
What is it, Jim? What is it?
It's your fingers turn white.
Yeah, but why? What causes that?
cold.
No. You want me to give you the science?
Not really?
Yes, you.
I'm giving you the science.
Hello, Mr. Yeah, Science.
Mr. You like it or not? Mr. 23 on the ACT.
Because you're... Who did I see? I had somebody... I was reading about somebody that's a big-time person, and they were lower. They had like a 20.
No.
Yeah, that's a big-time person. Yeah. But anyway.
I just want to say if it was a big-time person, they wouldn't disclose that. That's low.
It was an athlete.
That's okay.
Because there's talk about getting to certain schools,
he already signed the contract.
Did you have an SAT?
We didn't take that. I did not. That.
Did you, Todd?
The SAT, okay. And that was, 1,100 we needed on that? 12?
Well, he got 1,000. Which was really low, too, so he couldn't get into, like, Michigan or something. It's a big-time player. I can't think of who it is, but anyway.
Okay, so go ahead. Give me the scientific reason why we get frostbite.
What percent of your body is water?
90.
No.
It's not?
60. 60% of your body is water, okay? And what happens when it gets that cold is the water underneath your skin freezes. Like when we used to feed my dogs and I'd bring them a coffee can of water in the weather like this, and you want them to drink real fast because it was going to be frozen after that.
I told you can also bring them in the house, but okay.
No. All right. So that's what happens basically. It's like the water I used to give my dogs when it would freeze in the coffee can. That's what's happening underneath your skin.
Mm, okay. I believe that.
Yeah. And sometimes those coffee cans would split because
I don't believe that amputee thing. Is that true? Did you look into that?
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, there's nothing in on that. That's TMZ.
Because you're a big fan of TMZ. You watch TMZ. No, when's the last time you watched TMZ?
What I'm saying, John, is that I don't think that's real news. That's why I think that's
12 amputees?
Okay. All right. Anyway, why can't it...
Kansas City Hospital says January 13th wildcard victory over the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Some attendees of frigid Chiefs game forced to amputations following frostbite. Wow. That is from NBC News.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that wasn't a bigger story.
Apologize.
Yep. I apologize.
Give me a mea culpa. Three times.
Yeah. No, I'm like, this is the way that us people
that's
don't
the only
like,
thing I remember is an altar boy. My culpa.
This is the way we those of us who don't like to apologize. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh. I would love to come up with a term.
I'm sorry you're offended.
That are so full of BS, it's mind-boggling. That's one of them.
I'm sorry you're offended.
The other one is left his job to spend more time with his family.
I swear, Jim, when you said that, John almost jumped over the table.
Apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I offended somebody, I don't know. Something's wrong with you if you're offended.
All right. But speaking of the NFL, we're talking about this on the way down here. Kudos to the Eagles.
Yeah.
For kicking that creep out.
Lifetime.
And
he got fired.
And he got fired from his job.
Good.
That is awesome.
The weirdest part, though, is to make up to that lady, they're sending her some Packer gear.
She was pretty decked out.
Yeah. Gear. It's like, okay.
But I suppose instead of trying to make it seem like they're trying to sway her to their side, right, let's just send her. And I think that's kind of nice.
No, I would agree. I don't think that would have been great to send her Eagles.
But now Roger Goodell would make such an impact.
Yep.
Free tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
We love women. We love respectful fans. You are coming to the Super Bowl. Doesn't have to be in his box, but great seats.
And if I was commissioner, I would say, okay, this guy is banned from every stadium in the National Football League. And if, in fact, he is spotted at a game, whoever seat he is sitting in, you lose your season tickets for life. That's what I would do.
He ain't going to a game in Eagles. I think they should capitalize. I think this, make an example of this guy.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Something has to be done.
Because I think that may have happened before.
Oh, remember I told you the story?
Yeah.
And she said the word on the air. I was telling you about me and Nick back there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was at an Eagles game, and a guy called her that word. Guys were calling her that word.
Yeah, what I'm saying, John, I think it happens more than at
no
Eagles
question.
Stadium.
For every one that somebody videos,
right?
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
There's probably every week.
That's why I think they have a real opportunity to.
But the NFL needs to step in at some point. Instead of saying, you know, and you know, everybody yada 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 in the end zones like that, like the whole your community is terrible. Yeah. Thank God we're the NFL and we're telling you how to live your lives because I'm Roger Goodell, so I'm the all-knowing human being. Instead of that, break it down to smaller bites. When you have bleep holes doing what they do in the stands these days, come down on them. The technology is there.
Right.
Okay, you banned for life.
Right.
Banned for life.
It's not like they're hard up for ticket sales.
No, exactly. But they won't do it.
Well, I don't know.
The NFL will preach and preach and preach how terrible you people are because you're not embracing your fellow man well enough.
Oh, the DEI.
You're terrible about that. But, oh, yeah, we're okay with guys sitting in the stands harassing people and fighting people. And we're not going to take away. Well, yeah. NFL doesn't do anything in regards to that. And that's why these stadiums are so out of control. It's unbelievable how out of control these stands are. And the NFL doesn't do a thing.
Well, it's only been 2 days. I hope they're meeting on this. I think they could make a wrong, not a right, but.
Would you like to make a wager that they don't even make a statement? I'll bet you lunch.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll bet you lunch, Roger Goodell won't say a word.
If they really, really care, they're going to give her tickets to the. I'm not saying they're going to give her tickets to the Super Bowl. I would. Probably four.
So if they don't do something within. I'll give them an extra day. Within 48 hours from right now.
No, let's think about
that. 6 o'clock, what day is today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
This time, 6:15, Friday morning. At the Heights. Lunch at the Heights.
No, it's okay.
I think if they wait too long,
yeah.
Let's say they wait till closer to the Super Bowl. Guy, hey, we want to do this for you.
Too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. Too late.
Right? I agree. I think within a week or
no. 48 hours now. I mean, the game was Sunday.
I know
they've had plenty of time.
I hope he does something. I really do.
But do we have a wager?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything?
Have you met Goodell? Yeah, me too. I thought he was, you don't like him. I thought he was super nice.
He was great to talk to.
Yeah,
great to talk to.
It's not like he's not nice in person.
Exactly.
It's just that behind the scenes, you're like, what are you really doing?
Yeah. Right. That's the thing.
I can't be the only one who feels like they got to do more.
I'm sure not.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
I'm with you.
I'd like some of these sponsors.
Don't stand on your ivory tower, pee in the heads of NFL fans, and try to convince us it's raining.
I wish the Packers would step up and do a little something, too. Maybe they're the ones that need to go, you know what? We'll send you to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Somebody's got to.
I guarantee you, if they were harassing a different type of person, they would come down a lot harder.
That would disappoint me if they reacted differently to a different ethnicity or this is what they did. That was really, really wrong. And I'm kudos. I don't even know where the guy worked, but I'm so glad he got fired.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a tough time getting a job too.
Good. I hope he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope really bad things happen to him.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Anyway, I hope Goodell does something. We'll watch
48 hours from right now.
That's Friday. Give me till the end of the show Friday.
No, Wednesday, 48 hours. No, 6:50. I'm in a different town. Yeah. I mixed up, Todd. Different time zones.
I said we're out of our element. No, we're not. And I was like, oh, different time zone.
Fine. All right. We just had our quick break already. Yep. We're just getting warmed up.
We got a lot going on today.
Mind of the Mayor coming your way from Oshkosh, WISS. This segment brought to you by our great friends at Playwood Oshkosh.
Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From Oshkosh and WISS 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. When are we going to get our friends from Finland on?
So I reached out to these gentlemen heard the broadcast in Finland, actually heard your broadcast, and were nice enough to reach out and let us know that they heard us in Finland.
I'm going to speak Finn to them.
Well, here's the thing. I did reach out to them and I emailed them and they're like, oh, we would love to do it. However, our language barrier would make it very difficult.
No, I can speak Finn.
Okay. No.
Sumikotsu.
Yeah, Jim, what do you think?
I think we should get one of those where we listen to them and it translates to English.
Let me give it a shot on a couple things like you did with the people in India. Where they laughed.
That is true.
But the problem is this is actually an FCC broadcast.
Right, yeah,
so
right,
who knows
right.
What you might say.
Kukura sauna. What does that mean?
Cooking a sauna.
Kukura sauna.
I don't know.
The sauna is really hot.
Okay.
Cook in a sauna. I said that.
Cook in a sauna.
Cook in a sauna. It's hot. That's what I said. That wasn't
translation.
That's just slang.
No, it's not, Jim. Jeez. It's part of the Finnish heritage.
Okay.
Cook in a sauna. Wow. Sumikotsu. Sumikotsu. What does that mean? What does sumi kutsu mean?
Well, suinyu.
Sunday morning.
Close.
Okay.
Nope. It means Finland calling.
Oh.
Finland calling. Sumi kutsu. Because that was a TV show up in the UP. It's still on, I think. It's all in Finn. I grew up around the Finns in the Finnish language. I can just bone up in this a little bit.
Yes.
We'll be phenomenal.
All right. We'll do that.
How beautiful. Did you see the pictures of where they live? Their area? Oh, my God, huh, Todd?
Yeah.
Beyond belief, gorgeous.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That'll be fun to get them on. All right, cool.
Yeah, so they were a little like, well, we'd love to, and we appreciate the offer, but we feel
But they spoke English to us, didn't they? Didn't they to Jesse?
They typed.
It was all typed.
It was all typed, and obviously you can translate that in Google, right?
I could get somebody from the UP who could come on the show, and they could translate the whole thing for us.
Okay. I mean, if we can work that out, I think they'd be willing to do it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody from the UP other than you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm game. I don't just, you know, like he said,
we got the FCC,
had
a guy in the UP,
we got listeners.
Carl Pellenpah was his name. Are there any UPers out there that can remember this? He used to do a Sunday morning radio show, a TV show. It was a TV show that lasted about 40 years, and it was called, in English, it was called Finland Calling, and it was also then called Sumikutsu, and he would do the entire show in Finn.
And that lasted for 40 years?
40 years.
Remember any of the advertisers?
All the locals.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, they were all over it. It was a 40 years, a really popular show.
Wow.
And then every year he'd take the people back to Finland and everything.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I grew up with the Finns like you can't believe. I could give you so many Finlander jokes, you can't believe it. Okay. Although I'm not sure if that's derogatory these days.
Right. You got to be sensitive with Polish. And yeah, they can be funny, but they're not. What is it? Is it DEI? What is that?
What does DEI stand? I don't even know what that means. I keep seeing
inclusion
that.
Is the I. D is the diversity. What is E? Is it DIE? I should know that. Diversity, something inclusion. Everybody's listening saying, you idiots.
I know. I don't know. I should know.
Diversity, equity,
equity,
inclusion.
Oh, yeah.
I thought John was going to say diversity, acceptance, and inclusion.
That was pretty close.
That's an E.
That would have been fine.
Okay, equity. Okay. Anyway, that's huge in businesses, in government, any business has.
But I don't think the Finns are into that. I think they're fine.
Okay.
I mean, nobody makes fun of themselves more than the Finns.
Oh, well, that's good.
True story.
That means they're pretty confident.
Nobody tells the better Finlander jokes than the Finns. I'm being honest.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that says that they're pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Brian just texted in from Green Bay. I said, that show in the UP would never finish. Ha! I see myself.
Brian. Oh, by the way, Brian, I'm going to talk a little bit real quick here about the text you sent me and see if somebody can help. I remember I brought this up to you yesterday.
How do you know it's okay?
I'm sure it's that, Brian. If it's not, well.
He's been on the show before?
Yeah, Brian.
Our
buddy Brian
Mills.
So, and he does some great cut. But here's what I've got. Hi, John. Do you have any mattress contacts? I have a student whose family is in need. He's a teacher. Or social workers usually get these done, but I want to help this one. It's a great kid. So I'm going to hit up my contacts, get a couple of mattresses, frames, etc. But I'm looking to make the money stretch as far as possible. And I told myself, I've been searching, but honestly, I really can't come up with anybody right now. I'm really sorry.
But what about those guys we had on our show? Heavenly.
Sleep in Heavenly.
And they do not only the beds, right? They build the beds, but they supply the mattresses and the bedding.
You're absolutely correct. I knew there was somebody, but I couldn't quite place it.
I'll see if I still have an email on
you know
that.
What?
Okay, hang in there, Brian.
If you don't, if you connected, they're out of St. Matt's. That's where they.
Okay.
That's where we met them, was at St. Matthew's Parish. The guy who we talked to, and they were a runner-up for the volunteer awards banquet.
Okay.
They didn't win. They should have, but they everybody there should have won. But I know the guy who's in charge, but I can't. I don't have the contact here.
TJ Sorensen.
That's it is. TJ, he was my employee of the year, like in 2006, 2007.
Oh, cool.
I'll link.
I could build them bunk beds if they want.
Well, you can go and volunteer. I mean, they do that. Like, I think, I don't know if it's every Saturday. They build them. They have these. You would be good at that.
You would be good at that.
Yeah.
I would do that. I'd like to do that for a living.
But, okay, TJ likes doing that, and it's local. So Brian's board. I know he's in Green Bay. So all right, let's
Brian,
do that.
We're going to try to hook you up for that.
Yeah, we will. Todd can take care of that, right? Or do you want me to get that?
I got it right now.
Oh, you do? Okay, because I might have it. But I got
How's it feel being on his staff?
No, I didn't mean it like that.
No, it's okay.
I was
just, what you should do.
I'm not actually going to do it, but I got somebody to do it. I got a guy.
All I'm saying is that if you needed the contact information, it's at home. I don't have it
okay.
here. So
but that's perfect. It's also like exactly what they do, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's right.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Just texted Brian the information. So
okay. All right.
And these are new mattresses they do, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you ever see? I remember 20. No, not 2020.
No, that's gross. Don't 60 minutes.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. About these mattress companies that would take old mattresses. And I would not want that.
No.
Would you?
I think that's going to be one of the hardest things to sell is a used mattress.
Yeah. I can't think of anything I would.
You know what you do with those? You pile them up in your backyard and you start them on fire.
Right.
That's what you do. Big bonfire.
Yeah, no, though. You know how long those take to burn?
Yeah.
They smolder. They'll smolder for a couple of days. Oh, we used to burn mattresses too. We'd throw gas on them, I'll be honest with you.
Of course.
But and so then all of a sudden you got this beautiful thing going, but then it just gets into that. I don't even know what is that stuff in there? Cotton?
I'm not sure.
Or whatever the filling is. And it wouldn't burn anymore. It just smolder.
Seems like it doesn't. I don't
it's
got to
be
burns.
Chemical
like,
made, right?
That or I mean, it seems like more well, yeah, fiberglass think, type yeah. thing, but that's not what it is. It itch. Anyway,
so I mean, when we were roasting hot dogs over that,
we were,
no toxins there.
Isn't that still amazing?
Yes.
How am I not dead?
Right.
And my friends and I all say that. How could we have burned copper wire wrapped in asbestos, burn it, and cook hot dogs over that, and we're still alive? Isn't that amazing?
You just wonder why you don't have any teeth in your mouth, though, you know?
Yeah.
We just had a quick break. We'll be back with more Mind of the Mirror coming your way from Oshkosh. Back after this.
You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A bank was robbed Tuesday morning in Appleton, but thanks to the observational skills and quick thinking of the employees, police were able to find and apprehend the suspect within minutes. Police were called to the Wells Fargo branch on South State Street for a bank robbery. Witnesses said the man entered the bank, demanded cash, and ran away. Employees provided police with details about the suspect and his vehicle, and a 63-year-old man was arrested less than 20 minutes after the call was received. The money was recovered. The suspect faces charges of robbery, although formal charges have not yet been filed. The city of Green Bay wants to declare a site on Main Street, just down the street from Green Bay East High School, as blighted so it can acquire the property. The city would use the Wisconsin Blight Elimination and Slum Clearance Act to obtain the property, clean it up, and make it useful. The full council will vote on the action next week. When Dr. Kevin Spencer brings his magic and his act to the Grand Oshkosh, it's a show that's designed to be inclusive to all, including those who may have sensory issues.
The whole purpose of this show is for everyone to come out, become engaged and involved in the magic show with people you might not normally associate with. If there's a family there who has a couple of kids on the autism spectrum and those kids don't know how to clap, but they do know how to yell really loud when they're having a good time, you need to be good with that because that's what this show is all about. The freedom to be who you are in a judgment-free space.
Spencer has two sensory-inclusive shows scheduled on the 17th and 18th at the Grand Oshkosh. He was a guest on the Mino and the Mayor show. Find it at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor coming your way from WISS in Oshkosh, going all the way up the 41 corridor through Appleton, the whole area, a Little Chute, Grand Chute, okay. Kakana, Wrightstown, Freedom,
yeah, okay, good.
Denmark, Bellevue,
no,
Green Bay, Ledgeview.
41 doesn't go through Bellevue. But
yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does too.
It's 172. No, it doesn't. Anyway, we had a great guest on last week.
Wait, let me think for a minute.
This week. Was that this week or last week?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't. You're right.
It was Monday, I believe.
It was Monday.
Wasn't it?
So,
or last week. Last week. I don't remember.
Adobe is his kind of stage name, but.
Landon.
Landon has a business in Green Bay, right on Walnut Street.
Do they still call them production companies? Video company? Or is that old school?
Media, I think they're kind of media company. Yeah. Creator. Creation.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Media creator. Yeah.
Just this young man who went to East and then went on to the University of Milwaukee studying, healthcare medicine, didn't like it, and said, look, I really belong in marketing and social media. So he has a studio on Walnut and Quincy in Green Bay.
It's called Respect.
Yep. And it's cameras and... He's the guy, and you probably saw this, if you didn't hear it on our show, you probably saw it in the paper. He was one of the submissions to Doritos. Doritos sent out a notice and said, look, you make the ad. And they got thousands of people that made these ads for Doritos.
And some really big advertising companies
submitted their ads too.
Yeah, so he was up against some big dogs.
Right. And Landon put together this ad that we've talked about. And what is the, if you want to go see it on the website, but he became one of the top 25 out of the whole United States.
The whole world. I mean, seriously, production companies are all over.
Yeah, some of these ads that he, and it was funny. And he got really some good press in local media. And then they went to the top three. Now, my guess is he was number four. His ad was terrific. I liked the kid. I thought it was really funny. I thought it was clever.
Surprise ending.
Yeah, surprise ending.
Which is what you want.
Right.
How did it finish? That's the key.
Yeah.
What's the payoff?
Right. But just, I think that's great that he just even took it upon himself to submit.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Do you think it was too risque for the
NFL?
I
don't think so.
Donna liked it.
Okay.
I don't think so. I really don't.
It's not dirty. It's funny.
It's
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
As a guy, I was waiting for it to go there.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like a guy going, well, if he's eating a Dorito and his hand gets big and his head gets big.
Yeah.
I don't think it was too dirty. Okay. I just think there was a lot of competition. But here's what I like about him, Jim, is that on his social media, he's like, okay, we didn't make the top three. But please don't say sorry because this has been huge for us we are proud of the work we did and we still accomplished something.
And I'm
huge.
Still determined that we're going to do a video with him about what to do in Green Bay for the draft. You in?
I am. But I just, again, my concern with that, I think it would be a great video, is the social side of it. So how are people going to
work with him on that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's his strength.
Jim, you and I are both 107 years old. Okay.
No, this guy's good.
Welcome to Green Bay.
I don't know. I'll put it on the internet or something. That thing's a batch going like gangbusters right now.
I think part of this, the shtick should be you guys using old media to show what's great about Green Bay. So slide projectors and stuff
I
like
love
that.
It.
An actual roll down map kind of thing.
Oh, right? I like it.
Get that red dot. See, there it is.
I like it.
Have a turntable. You can put the needle down on some background music.
I like it.
But his
you
company.
See these coal piles right here? They fuel Titletown. I'll tell you something, kids. Coal is the future.
That would be fun.
I think we could do it.
But Landon, just shout out to his company. I mean, I met with them. I was over there the other night, and he's got, I don't know, four or five employees that are just these young, creative kids.
Absolutely.
And now we call them kids because we're getting older. They're young adults. Creative and respectful.
Let me tell you about something about why those kids, as we call them, are so good at what they do. And it's almost like with kids learning a different language. Like I remember Dom when he was in the second grade, he could count to, I think it was 20 in 10 different languages. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, Dom, give me Korean. Okay. That means 1 through 5 in Korean. And, it's just young brains and our brains are beyond that stuff.
Yeah.
So they've been doing this since they're 5 years old and staying up with all the technology versus us old people who, try to go back in time and learn that stuff.
Right.
So it's stuff like that with the distribution, how to get it out there, 100% carte blanche, just hand it off to them and don't even worry about it.
And for you businesses out there that want to go to this media and these, what are they called when you put it on TikTok, although that's going away next week, but video shorts.
Yeah.
There's a better name for that.
Reel.
That's what
they call them. Reels.
Okay.
Yeah.
house clothes.
Video shorts.
Guy walking out with a pair of shorts on.
What did you say before? Do the right, film strips.
Yeah. Do the film strips. Do the slide projector.
Yeah. Slide projector.
Jim gets out a reel of like 8mm film. You know? That's how he's passing out his videos.
These video shorts, what did you say? Video reels. Yeah. Video reels can really capture someone's attention in 15, 20 seconds. And he does that. And he does it unbelievable. Obviously, Doritos did it. He was one of the top, 25 in the United States. So anyway.
Congratulations.
Right, absolutely. And respect is the name of his company. Yeah. Right on Walnut and Quincy, downtown Green Bay. So give him a shout out. That guy's awesome.
There's a guy actually about kitty corner from us. And he's got a very similar business. I want to get him on the next time we're down here, but does all sorts of stuff. Drone shots of the city.
Right.
Works with corporate people to put videos together. These guys are really talented.
We're working on this. We're doing this. We're doing this.
And I think now's the time. And they really want to help us.
Yeah.
They understand we're 107 years. So.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway. All right. All right. We do that.
Okay. We're on it, Todd.
I see today.
Todd, get it, Todd.
Today's bagel.
Get and run with it, Todd.
Did you see that today is
bagel? Yeah, it's bagel.
John, it's bagel day.
I know.
I almost picked up bagels for you guys, and I'm like, I don't want to clean up after that.
We have donuts.
Yeah, I know. We'd make a mess. I'll tell you what. When they started coming with bagel sandwiches, man, those were good. Well, you had a bagel shop, right? Didn't you own a bagel shop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, why are you so quiet all of a sudden? I've never seen you so quiet.
I did. I did.
And?
Some tax evasion. Just leave it there.
Oh, that.
I'm going to buy your bagel.
Okay.
Why are you so quiet? That was great. It was great.
All right.
I liked it.
All right.
Bagels are, you got to make them.
I've never had lox,
2 in the morning. Oh, yeah.
And yours was lox and bagel, right?
Lox stock.
Lox stock and bagel. Yeah. What is lox?
Salmon.
It is salmon.
Fish. Yeah.
It's not raw, is it?
Yeah, it is. And it's excellent. It is. And you toast that.
Did you see at Christmas the State Department of Health put out, you saw this, Todd, put out a warning. People, please do not eat cannibal sandwiches. Emergency rooms get overwhelmed from people getting sick from cannibal sandwiches.
Right. They're not eating the right. I can't say cannabis because that's small. They're not eating.
Those are cannabis sandwiches. It's totally different.
Okay, wait, I was mixed up, John. Sorry. No, cannibal sandwiches, you just have to take a great piece of meat, like
but it's prime raw.
Right. Right.
But raw meat.
Did a thing come out saying you can't eat raw steak too?
Yes.
I did not.
It did too.
If you go to the butcher and you buy a piece of a really good piece of sirloin or a piece of tenderloin and say, run this through the meat grinder. The guy runs it through and it looks like hamburger. It is red as can be. That is it's like eating a rare steak. And then that with the rye bread and onions and pepper, it's perfect.
The thing that I think becomes the problem is the fat.
Well, that's okay.
That's why you use a better cut of meat and there's less fat in it.
John, you buy that stuff at, where do you go?
But what about
like at the dollar store?
No, I don't buy my meat at the dollar store, Jim.
Anyway, the problem with that is it's bad food. And I can see that, but
isn't there still like larvae and stuff in raw meat?
If you let it sit out for 3 weeks.
There's bugs and everything.
That's what I mean.
Really?
Do we have any medical people out there? Would you recommend cannibal sandwiches, no matter how high cut the meat is?
No.
Would you recommend it? Yes or no? Medical people, please help us.
That's a good question. Yes. No matter how high cut the meat is, they will say, absolutely, go ahead and eat it.
Please text us.
Yeah.
Todd?
That one
working on it. You can download the Civic Media app right now. You get it on your Android device or your Apple device, and then choose your station, WGBW or WISS.
Because I've been at Super Bowl parties where they've had that being served.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, I'm staying away from that. My body's a temple. I'm not putting that in my body.
We like that when you step away from it because it's more for us.
Wow.
I know. Okay, you know what? Nick even brought up something ripping you a little bit about your party.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, she's off the list. What?
Yeah.
What's she saying?
So neither one of us could get through the line to get the tenderloin.
That was, and you like that.
I love that.
Because you said that last year.
I didn't have any because.
You didn't have any?
Nope. So she said, you said, don't worry about it. Monday, I'm bringing this all to work.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you, Jim?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I brought it to work?
No, you did.
Said you were going to.
Yeah, okay. Nikki
actually brought that up yesterday. She goes, remember when Jim said we didn't get that tenderloin, but he said he's going to bring it? Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'm going to put this away. There'll be a lot left. I bring it to work on Monday. You guys will have it Monday morning.
Was there a game on the next day? I wouldn't know where to do with all that because there was a lot left.
Milton, I got some more tenderloins for you.
Jim's sitting in bed the next day eating it.
I think maybe.
Ooh, this is so lovely.
I could have had my brother over too. That would have cleaned the plate. But anyway, but that's, John, that's very, very close to your cannibal sandwich because that stuff I made was pretty medium rare. I mean, it's.
I will say this. Normally, I always get a steak medium well. Okay. And we cooked some about a week ago. Maybe it was Chris. No, I don't know when it was. And it was like, oh, Joey's like, oh, that's too tender for you or too raw. I said, well, let me just. Wow, does that melt in your mouth?
It does.
What? I mean, it really does. If you can't get over the redness and the whatever, whatever. But oh, my goodness.
But you have to have a good cut of meat, though, to do that.
What was tenderloin?
Yeah, see, that's fine. I know. That's awesome.
And that's why you might like a cannibal sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I can't get over the fact that I'm eating larvae.
What if I took that same piece of meat and threw it in a meat grinder?
I wouldn't eat it raw. I wouldn't. I'm a firm believer things need to be cooked.
And I grew up on that. I mean, we.
I know. German. That's a German thing.
It is. Yeah. Totally.
What, Jim, next
maybe
year?
That's
for
what
Christmas?
You try, maybe those larvae got into the brains of some of the leaders of Germany in 1935. And maybe that's what led us to where we went to. Think about that.
I'll talk to my dad about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just thinking next Christmas, let's bring some in and have him try it. Right. Just a little bit.
And I'll make
a little salt and pepper.
And I'll make that. But it's going to be this. And you're going to say, oh, no, I'm not, that's terrible. I'm going to say, John, you ate that last night at my party. It just was cooked. All I did was sear it a little bit.
I just, you know what? I just go based on what the medical profession says in
my life.
They're
calling in, John. Nobody's called in and said that. No, the medical, what is that? You're back to that. What are you, TMZ guy? I mean, where do you get your information?
You've never seen TMZ once in your life, but you keep throwing that out as like.
I read something about them.
We just got a text. Get Dr. Lyerly back on, and we can get a prostate update right away.
Okay, that's not funny.
All right. Okay, we'll work on that. All right, fine. I'm telling you.
I'm going to get somebody on. Where's Dr. Al when I need him? Cherkasky.
Yeah.
Look him up, Todd.
Oh, look at Dr. K on. We'll ask Dr. K.
Yes, Dr.
Yo, Dr. K.
Can you call him?
Okay, yeah. And you what? What a perfect
and
guy.
And give me some gummies.
No, Johnny.
We're going to start a quick break.
He's an ER surgeon.
I can't hear you, Jim.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Town Oshkosh, here at 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and of course, all the way through with WGBW in Green Bay. Got a text here from Nikki. You know, Mino, if we didn't have such a hard and fast departure time at Jim's party, there would have been time to eat some of that leftover tenderloin.
You know what? She's right.
She's totally right. All right. 9 o'clock. Let's go, people. Come on.
Party's over.
You know, the best way to get people to leave at 9 o'clock is to go upstairs and put on your PJs and come down.
Jim, tell that story about the time that you were talking to somebody and you're like, God, I wish everybody would leave.
So we have our house and people were there and it was past nine. It was like 9:30, quarter to 10. And then someone came in and because I was in the kitchen kind of doing some stuff. And then Donna, I thought Donna came in, went into the bathroom. And I'm like talking to her. I just said, hey, God, when are they ever going to leave? I said, they did not know how to tell time. And it was one of the guests. I was like, okay, never again. Oops. But yeah, I know.
Saturday Night Live, years and years and years ago, Saturday Night Live had a skit about that. The guest that won't leave, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to get going. Hey, nice album collection. Right? Hey, let me see that one if you don't mind. Yeah.
You remember last 2 years ago, that guy,
I was the last guy out.
No, it was another guy, and you kept talking.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Take it outside, guys.
I was trying to.
you were helpful.
I think he was talking to me, actually.
Were the guests ever going to leave?
Yeah, no, I know. The guest that would never leave was actually talking to me at that point. I think I was one of the last people out the door.
You guys were good.
We're just trying to be cordial
you guys
to
are
your
good
friends.
Guests. Anyway, all right. So, hey,
isn't
what's
that going something about Wisconsin, though? We have the longest goodbyes.
Oh. No.
I mean.
I hate that. Okay. I have the quickest goodbyes of all time.
I can do that.
See you out.
I can do that.
Well.
Yeah, no, she's pointing to me.
Yeah. Didn't somebody tell you something about that one time on the phone? Like you have your closes are too fast or something?
Yeah, I got criticized in some employee review or something like that. You, you,
You will hear Jim's click in the old days before you're saying, okay, right. Well, thank you.
You say goodbye too quick on the phone. I'm like, whatever. So yeah. That was it. Yeah.
At least you say goodbye. I've had people who are just like, you're in mid-conversation and they hang up. It's like, okay, they're done.
You know, that's one thing that's too bad about cell phones. You can't slam the phone at anybody anymore.
Well,
you know what I mean? You straight, oh, really? Okay. Boy, and you slam it down.
Yeah,
you can't do that anymore.
You can punch the button to disconnect.
But I don't think it much matters.
It doesn't feel the same as slamming the phone.
You know what they should get? You know what? Oh, man, I come up with such awesome ideas I can make a lot of money on. They should come up with an app. I'm going to work on this. An app.
John, what's an app?
I don't know. But once I find out, I'm going to come up with an app that makes the sound of an old-fashioned slamming the phone and then the like it's gone. Wouldn't that be a great app?
Well, they make apps for everything else.
Right.
From farting to burping to
I know.
That, so,
but
yeah.
I want, Todd, wouldn't that be a great idea?
Get it done. Work with Landon on that.
I will. Right? I like this.
You got this young tech group that are big fans of this show,
mm-hmm.
and they want to help us, and we want to help them. So we're talking on the way down here, Johnny, about a project for them. We came up with a couple things that I won't talk about now, but those guys could be very helpful of elevating our presence on social media.
Absolutely.
Or another one could be when you get to say, oh, yeah? Well, the jerk store called. They're all out of you. Remember that one, George Costanza?
Yeah.
I'm on to something, Lisa.
Sure you are.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm an idea guy.
I would have that app on my phone just so that I could play the loud noise of hanging up the phone on my husband.
Right.
That would be great.
So how does one monetize that? So Johnny comes up with this idea, which is really not that unique, but so you
charge for it on the app store.
You either charge for it on the app store or you embed ads that will play.
Mm.
Yep. Did you get that, John?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to
Landon. Seriously,
we'll discuss that on the drive back to Green Bay.
We'll talk to Landon about that.
We're big at embedding.
Lisa, what are you working on? Hey, this is a great studio. I mean, we downtown, 6th Street, we love it.
What am I working on? Yep. I'm working on the news in the other room is what I'm working on. It could be anything. There's like 15 stories I've got going on.
What time does the market? We drove by the market and we're heading the wrong direction.
Right.
We were supposed to head south and we headed left.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what time does that next time I come down here.
What market?
Right downtown here.
Wagner's.
Oh, Wagner's? I
that is such a cool place.
That's a great place.
It
if they're open at 9, we're going to go there.
I'll look it up for you
know. Hey, so you're working on these 15 stories. What's the biggest story in Wisconsin right now?
Right now would probably be that the legislature approved the voter ID amendment. So that'll go on to the ballot in April, and it will if it's voted in, it will enshrine the must have a photo ID to vote into the Constitution.
And the governor's going to sign that?
I don't know what the governor's going to do.
Hey, can we go back to one other thing you were talking about during the break about the eggs type thing with the egg lady?
The egg shortage?
Lisa was on our show
last week.
Last week and talked about the anxiety of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what about the anxiety of agriculture, EGG? Mm-hmm. And then I went to the store, I think on Saturday or Sunday, and they were rationing out egg. Rationing.
They have to. The bird
in America,
flu,
rationing.
The bird flu is really affecting egg producers.
That's not the first time, though. This is not the first time.
Not.
I mean, we had this during the pandemic. This mm-hmm. happened. There was a big fire in Wisconsin a few years ago where egg cartons were actually on fire, and so they didn't have cartons for them.
I don't remember any of this.
I remember the price going up. I'm a capitalist.
Well,
I'm like, okay,
where's
if there's ever been one.
Breaking news.
Well, it raised the price, but ration's just a weird thing for me.
Well, and think about this. Can you imagine the world today, living back in the war, where everything
was
rationed?
Bread.
Imagine what would happen?
Sugar.
Do you remember when gas was rationed, though, Johnny?
73, 74?
Yeah.
I mean, people could not handle it these days.
I would leave.
No.
Okay, my dad.
No. I was shocked when I saw that sign.
I might give my dad a ride to work at the mine early in the morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then at lunchtime, I had a study hall, and I got a pass to leave study hall to go sit in line at a gas station to fill up my dad's car.
Yeah.
Honest to God truth.
Yes, and I don't think the modern American could handle rationing at this point. They just can't. We're too me-focused.
However, that's better than being a pure capitalist. For a lot of people, of just raising the price and say, God, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Like, especially with gas. With eggs, I think they could have let it go.
Yeah. All right, we got to set a quick break. Lisa Hale, always one of our favorite people. Are you wearing shoes? You're wearing shoes.
I am wearing shoes. It's too cold not to have shoes on.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.